Welcome to 5 Minutes with Andy. Once a month, Virtual Inc.'s CEO, Andy Fried, will be offering you tips, tricks, and insights into leadership, management, and business skills. In this episode, Andy reflects on some of the lessons we have learned as a company during COVID-19. To tell you more about some of the lessons we have learned, here's Andy Fried.
You know, it's funny, with things still going on and things changing and things in the news every day, it's hard to even think about the lessons that we've learned from the whole COVID-19 extravaganza. And yet, when I do step back to reflect, there have been some. And there are a few things that come to mind when I think about this. And I will say overall, I think that we're going to look back on this time as a company and think that we really rose to meet a challenge, and that this was our finest hour of coming together and our finest hour of being able to help serve our clients in ways that were critical for them in a very challenging time. One thing that was really critical about this was to be guided by our values. And one of our values is innovation. And, you know, that's why we really started to work very, very hard when we saw that this was coming and saw that this is going to be a problem on innovating on how we do things and making sure that we were able to work from home. Making sure that we were able to roll out laptops and roll out equipment to folks and change processes as we had to and do what we had so that before any of the orders came down and before things became a fait accompli from the governors, we were able to get people working from home and do so in a way that made sense for them and do so in a way that enabled them to keep serving our clients. And we've been really pleased with the results of that. You know, we found that in some of our locations, some of our functions, you know, productivity has actually gone up. We've had some people who have really, enjoyed working from home. And of course, we have folks, you know, myself included, who are looking forward to getting back to the office. But the important thing is we've been able to do that. And we live by our values. Innovation is one. Another one so key is teamwork. And we've had people where we needed to step up in different ways. If people needed coverage, I mean, childcare has been a real challenge for folks over the last, few months. So stepping up and watching out for the team, you know, that's been so important right now. One lesson that we also took away was how important it is to keep people engaged. And we've really worked hard at employee engagement during this time, whether it's through the Andy's Attic events of just having people have the opportunity just to get together and shoot the breeze if you would at a water cooler, or just casual things that we've done along the way that just give people the opportunity to connect, to build relationships with one another. Trust and relationships are really the cornerstone of everything we do as a company. So working remotely was at first a challenge for that. But we found that through technology and found that through staying connected, we actually have now, when we do employee surveys, people saying they feel more connected than ever. So when we look at what we'll be doing when we do get back to the office, we want to continue some of that. Some of the best practices we've really been able to put in place, things like using video for all calls, things like having calls and having periodic just connection points where people can just catch up. We've ended the week with happy hours. Things like that, I think, are really important and are things that we want to continue doing. You know, some other lessons that we've learned and other things that have happened is, you know, everyone needs to be willing to come in and just do their job differently. And I look no further than like our events team. Our events team was used to traveling the world and putting on events and face-to-face events all around the globe. You know, we did last year, we did, you know, literally hundreds of them and, you know, in dozens of countries. Well, this year, things have changed pretty dramatically. You know, we're not going to be doing as many face-to-face events. I'd be surprised if we do more than a handful between now and year end. So given that, our team has completely repositioned themselves as being able to handle online events and being able to do things in a very, very different way. They've become real experts and driving online events and being able to help organizations that are doing very complicated things that they used to do face-to-face and being able to do them online. And that kind of spirit of innovation is carried through the whole company. I've been pleased to see people thinking about processes, thinking about things that they used to do one way and thinking about other ways to do them. And that's something which I've been very, very pleased to see. You know, another lesson that we've learned certainly is that things can change just so fast. And, you know, in Nashville, only weeks before the COVID-19 pandemic hit, we had a tornado that came very close to our offices and really upended the lives of, you know, many folks in Nashville. I think what we've learned from that is just the fragility of things and that we need to be prepared, that, you know, things can change very, very quickly. It's a chance for us to really look at things that we do for business continuity planning and things that we do for communicating, look at them a fresh way. I know that the night of the tornado, the first thing we wanted to do was make sure we could reach all of our employees and make sure they were all safe. And thankfully, they all were. But that really put in place for us an understanding that we've got to make sure we can communicate with folks and reach out to them in a way that's very effective and very timely, so that we can just know what's happening with people. There are certainly things throughout all this that I'm grateful for. More than anything, I'm grateful for the smiles that I've seen on the faces of so many of our team members. I've watched people who have been, trying to feed their kid lunch at the same time they're trying to be on a call. I've watched folks that have had kids climbing all over them, folks that have been trying to tend to their pets. I've been watching with folks who are also just dealing with the stress of so much more going on. And through it all, I've watched them all do it with a big smile.
And that will do it for this 5 Minutes with Andy. To give feedback on this episode, Sinead Carthy can be reached by email at scarthy@virtuallink.com. The subject line, 5 Minutes with Andy. To learn more about Virtual Link, visit our website, virtuallink.com. You've been listening to 5 Minutes with Andy. Thanks for joining us. The music for this podcast was provided by Kevin McLeod.